This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. We have a very courageous man with us who spoke out and stopped the musical fair project at the former Westwood Country Club. He got thousands of signatures with an army of volunteers. He's the one who's spoken out about the 11.4% tax hike in Amherst. He's a regular at the Amherst Town Board meetings, fighting for lower taxes, smaller government, less regulation. His name is Dennis J. Hoban. He lives in the village of Williamsville. He's a lifelong resident of Amherst, having grown up in Snyder. His father and grandfather were both volunteer firemen in Snyder, and instilled in Dennis Hoban the importance of giving back to the community and helping others. He is a Shriner. He owns Hoban Masonry, a business that he started over 40 years ago. Hard work and determination have paid off. He's very successful. Our guest today on the Rusk Report on the Bet, AM 1520. You fought against the 11.4% tax hike for months and months. It was done as a surprise to you and everyone else a couple days after the election. Why have you been so much against the 11.4% tax hike in Amherst, New York?
Well, I'm against the 11.4% property tax increase because this board has been spending money on projects and buying properties throughout the town that are unwarranted. The things that they're spending the money on are not necessary. It's not services and infrastructure. It's building theaters and building, you know, for private companies and building sports complexes for private universities and then leasing it back to them for a dollar a year. I mean, it's ridiculous. Who does that sort of thing?
You think the public is with you on this topic, Dennis?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I go in the supermarket, you know, at 6 o'clock, 6:30 in the morning, and people in the vegetable section are saying thank you to me because they recognize me, but I don't even know them. You know, I mean, they're my neighbors, but I don't even know who they are, and they're saying, "Hey, thank you." I'm like, you know, God bless you, buddy. And I'm like, okay, thanks. People drive by my, you know, I have a business. I have a construction business. And people, I'm in my pickup truck and sitting at a signal, and somebody will roll down their window and wave to me, you know, and say, thank you. It's incredible. It's humbling.
Very good. Let's talk about the musical fair building that was proposed at the Westwood Country Club site. This is $11 million. Enormous amount of money in the town of Amherst. And I guess we'd probably be on the hook for years and years and years of deficits with musical fair because they only got about 50 or 60 people to a performance. And probably to make it profitable, you need hundreds there. Let's talk about why you got the petition process going, how you got with a team of hard-working volunteers, over 4,000 signatures. Let's talk about musical fair and how you defeated it. Dennis Hoban.
Well, in going to these Amherst Town Board meetings, I met many like-minded residents that live in the town of Amherst. I've lived in the town of Amherst my whole life. I know a lot of people, but some of these people I'd never met before. But we just, you know, came together. And, you know, the one woman, wonderful lady, Andrea Morganti, she sort of got this group, grassroots movement together of people that were just fed up with this out of control spending. And when this musical fair thing came about, you know, they decided to have, it was actually one night at the end of one of my you know, times when I'm speaking at the podium, I said, you know, if you're gonna spend money like this, you know, maybe you should ask the people and have a referendum, you know, and have the people vote on it instead of going out and borrowing millions of dollars. Just, you know, five people basically decide that they're gonna spend all this money. And I guess that sort of resonated with, you know, this group, and I was part of the group, you know, and so, you know, the next thing you know, we are going out and getting signatures, and we went to, you know, some of the Tim Hortons, and we went to some of the supermarkets, and we went to a couple of liquor stores. They, you know, they were very, very, you know, positive in doing this. So we got 4,000. I'm not sure if this is exactly the number, but I think we got 4,567 signatures, and we only needed, I think, around 2,500 signatures. So we got more than enough signatures to force the town board to hold an election, you know, a permissive referendum. And so we were able to do that. And then what they did actually was just after we turned them into the town hall, all the signatures, they very quietly rescinded their resolution, you know, because they didn't want to have an actual election on this $11 million that they wanted to borrow and basically give this theater for the musical fair for a dollar. They didn't want that to happen because that would have made them look terrible, you know, in the eyes of the public, and they didn't want to do that. So they just rescinded it very quietly. But it was definitely a victory for the residents of Amherst. And it was a victory for, you know, the Amherst Concerned Citizens Group. So,
well, wonderful work. Dennis Hoban is a populist. He appeals to the common man in the town of Amherst who's sick and tired of 11.4% tax increase and $11 million proposed to spend on a musical fair. So he seems to have a bandwagon behind him. Let's talk about large town purchases of land and then giving it away at nominal cost. I think you've referred to this park off of West Royal Parkway, which is big. It's next to the highway. It's noisy. And it was for the benefit of Damon University and probably another dollar a year purchase, but it's millions of dollars going for it. Let's talk about that and other potential land purchases in the town of Amherst. Dennis J. Hoban.
Well, let me first say that there was a civil engineer from the town of Amherst that came to a town board meeting in Amherst about 5 or 6 months ago. And he gave a wonderful presentation about the condition of the sewer system in certain parts of the town, specifically Snyder and Eggertsville, and that's where I grew up. I grew up in Snyder, and he said when it rains for more than 4 hours, most of the sewers back up on Millersport Highway. And I sat in my seat and I just couldn't believe that here we have sewers backing up. I mean, how often does it rain over 4 hours in Western New York? A lot. So you're telling me that quite often all the sewers back up in a section of Millersport Highway, and we're going out and borrowing $8 million to buy the Westwood Country Club, $6 million roughly, you know, these are, I think it was $7.8 million, if you want to be specific, for the Westwood Country Club. I think it was just under $6 million for the old gun shooting club on Maple Road. They built this sports complex for tailor-made for Damon University. I have no idea why we had to do that. That doesn't make any sense at all either. But we borrowed $7.1 million for that, and so on and so forth. I mean, they took J.C. Penney's at the Boulevard Mall by eminent domain. The town should have stayed out of that, I believe. I think they should have just let the developers, you know, work it out with Penney's. And so on and so forth. They've taken other properties by eminent domain. And they're buying all these properties with our money, and they're just sitting. And here the sewers are backing up. I mean, how insane is that, you know? You got raw sewage coming out of the manhole covers on Miller's Ford Highway, and you're going out and you're spending millions of dollars on all these other projects. Come on. I mean, you know, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure that this is wrong, you know? So, crazy.
It sounds like misplaced priorities in the town of Amherst, and our guest is Dennis J. Holbin, who is a leader for tax reduction, less costs, less regulations in the town of Amherst, a crusader for the public, Dennis J. Holbin. If you're listening in Amherst, Manhattan, or Toronto, drop us a note. We'd like to hear from you. Please write to Brian Rusk, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200. That's Amherst, New York, 14226. I'd like to thank those who've called regarding our recent guest, a famous country blues singer, Tom Rush, Ambassador Ronald Gidwitz, and philanthropist Gene Sharifoff. Next week, we'll have a program on January 6th with a man who spent a couple years in jail for that, Thomas Sibbick, on the Rusk Report. A little plug here, West New Yorkers love their traditions, and the Ampol Eagle newspaper has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 20 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the Ampol Eagle. The Ampol Eagle is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. A little more information about Dennis J. Holbin. Being a bricklayer and running a successful construction business has taught Dennis Holbin many life lessons. He understands how financial decisions have an impact on profit and loss. In businesses and government, decisions must be well thought out. He's now entering a new and exciting chapter in his life, seeing firsthand how poorly town of Amherst government is being run has been a real eye-opener for Dennis J. Holbin, who wants to be the next supervisor of the town of Amherst. Let's talk about the lighting. I would think that normally if you have a couple bulbs out, you just change the bulbs. If you want to change a lighting system, you may do it over 5, 10, 20 years. In Amherst, Supervisor Culpa and Deputy Supervisor Sean Lavin decided to do it all in 1 year, costing $33 million. What is going on here, Dennis Holbin?
Well, that's another project that this board, led by Supervisor Culpa and Deputy Supervisor Sean Lavin, that's another project that this board voted unanimously for, and it doesn't make any sense at all. First of all, it didn't have to all be done in 1 year. I'm a little skeptical of things. When people want to do something really fast, it makes me wonder what's going on, you know? They should have probably done this over a four-year or an eight-year program and done it small sections of the town each year and eventually gotten it done. But aside from that, what they did was they bought the streetlights and the poles instead of just letting National Grid keep them. And, you know, that's what the village of Williamsville did. They have a maintenance program with National Grid, and they ended up paying like $25 for each LED conversion. And I happen to live in Williamsville, which is part of the town of Amherst. And, I mean, our taxes didn't even go up that much, you know, or they stayed a little lower because of this difference with the LED lights. Williamsville paid $25 for each light to be converted to an LED, and the rest of the town of Amherst paid around $4,000 for every light. And you got to remember now, Brian, that this money, these bonds that they're getting, they're at this is a time when interest rates are really high, and the construction costs are really high. And that's one of the reasons why these developers and these builders, they're slow at building. A lot of these projects have stalled because the construction, the materials have like doubled or tripled in price, and the cost of some of the labor has gone up as well. And the interest rates to borrow money to build these projects is at the highest it's been in decades. But, you know, so the developers, they're smart enough to just, you know, kind of pause things and say, well, let's just wait a little bit. But this town board is like full speed ahead. And they want to, you know, borrow all this money and spend it all on these projects. And they don't really care because it's not their money. And that's just wrong. That is just wrong. It really bothers me. And when I'm supervisor, I'm not going to deal with you know, these situations like that. We're going to look at every situation where, you know, the town has to spend money, and if it's like millions and millions of dollars, I believe we should have a referendum on it. Of course, there's five people on the board, and, you know, we all have to vote on these things. So I'm hoping that I have a board that will be receptive to saving money, and, you know, for the taxpayers, and not having to increase taxes all the time, every single year. This board, these people, they're all five people from the same party. They've increased our taxes every year since they've been in power, basically. And I'm not sure the exact numbers, but it's something like 36%, or maybe even higher than that. Our taxes,
property. We're talking about in the last 4 years.
And you have to remember. Well, they most of them have been in there for 7 years. Some of them just a couple of years recently. But you got to remember, they reassessed after that too. They raised our taxes 11.4%. Then they went from taxing you on 60% of the value up to 100% of the value. And then they reassessed, you know? So they hit us with like three punches in the gut, you know? And it's really bad. It's really wrong. I don't know how people on a fixed income, like seniors and families that are starting out, young families, I don't know how they can afford it. I don't know how they can afford to live in the town anymore, because it's really getting hard. It's getting difficult. And for them, for people, the average citizen, they have to borrow money too. And, you know, they're borrowing money at high rates right now. And they're also having to pay, you know, services, you know, people to come to their homes, and tradesmen, and it's expensive. Materials are getting more, have gotten astronomical since COVID. And so we need to really start looking at things. One of the other things, too, is the amount of people that this administration has hired. They have hired probably 20 people to help in the administration, and a lot of these jobs never even existed before. They just pulled them up out of thin air, and I believe that some of these people are just friends of theirs that needed a job. It's ridiculous. So we need to really, you know, we need to change the leadership in the town of Amherst. and we need responsible, responsible fiscal, activities from now on. We can't keep going like this. We're almost $200 million in debt, the town of Amherst. $200 million in debt. It's ridiculous.
We're learning a great deal from a crusader for the common man in the town of Amherst, who successfully fought off the $11 million project called Musical Fair and fought against the 11.4% tax hike in 1 year. Dennis J. Hoban, who wants to be supervisor of the town of Amherst. If you're listening in Montreal, Amherst, or Washington, D.C., drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, Rusk Report, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always read cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners, as we have received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand. A little bit more information about Dennis Hoban. Since the property tax increase of 11.4% was imposed in Amherst over a year ago, he has attended almost every town board meeting. He finds that there is unacceptability and little transparency in the town of Amherst. He feels that spending is out of control and taxes are through the roof. Dennis Hoban, a populist who's fighting for the common man. Let's talk about growth in Amherst. I know there are a lot of storefronts that are empty in Williamsville, Snyder, Eggertsville. Shouldn't these be filled before we do big construction projects and fill up what we have first? Dennis Hoban.
Well, certainly. I mean, you know, no one likes to drive down a street and see empty storefronts or office buildings. But I think a lot of that had to do with, COVID. You know, I think that there was businesses that, you know, restaurants and so on and so forth, people working from home, that had a big impact. And I'm not going to blame some of that on this administration. But what I would like to see is rather than them taking vacant land, and which is, you know, some of it, not all of it, but some of it happens to be habitat for animals, you know, wildlife, like wetlands for migratory birds and wildlife that are, you know, from a standpoint of taking existing properties, buildings, and looking at them, and as long as they have no historical value and they're old and they're not energy efficient and they're falling apart, maybe we should start, you know, doing to raise some of those buildings and build on some of those properties, but use common sense and build. Don't put up buildings that are going to have to be torn down in 20 years, you know. Put up a substantial building, do it right, and have something there that's going to have some longevity that we'd be able to use, you know, for several generations. It doesn't make any sense to put up these buildings. I'm in the construction field, and I've been a contractor for 41 years. It makes no sense at all to me, you know, for the future, like for our children and grandchildren, to put up these buildings that are made like Swiss cheese, you know. If you put up a good building and it lasts a long time, eventually it's going to pay for itself. And that's what we should be doing, you know. We shouldn't be building. Like Amherst has got a lot of wetlands, and we shouldn't be destroying those, because I've never seen it where they have like a parking lot, or they have a mini mall, or you know, a mixed use. They love saying this mixed use whatever, you know, apartment building or mini plaza or something like that. I've never seen where they tear one of those down and make it back, turn it back into wetlands or turn it back into a forest or a woods, you know? I think we're, you know, I've never seen that. It just doesn't happen, you know? Once something is developed, it's developed, and it's going to stay that way forever. And there's in the town of Amherst, it seems like this administration is hell-bent on covering every square inch of green space that we have left in the town with an apartment building or something going on, you know? And I don't want, you know, people to get the wrong idea about development. I'm for development that makes sense. We need growth. We need to increase the tax base in the town of Amherst. It's good to do these developments because it should actually bring down people's taxes. Now, I don't think it has. Obviously, the taxes keep going up all the time. But I mean, you know, if they use common sense, good development should bring down your taxes, or it should at least help to keep them the same. You know, so we have to look at that too. And so there's a lot of properties. Also, I'll say one more thing. There's a lot of properties that the town has purchased, and they really don't make a lot of sense. They bought this building behind where the town hall is for like $1.1 million, and I think it was just to house some of the people that this administration have hired, like out of thin air. They've hired like, I think, almost 25 people. And they didn't have any space to put them, so they bought another building behind town hall.
I'm sorry, we have to come to a close. We've learned from a populist who was fighting the tax increases in the town of Amherst. He successfully fought the musical fair project in Amherst. Dennis J. Hoban, a crusader for the taxpayer. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, director of production, for the last 15 years. Thank you for enlightening us about Amherst, Dennis Hoban. Have a great week.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.